After one of the warmest winters on record and below average rainfall for many parts of the country, Australia's spring forecast is for a similarly hot, dry period. The conditions are continuing to blight farmland in several states. 100% of New South Wales remains in drought. Some parts of Queensland have now been in drought for several years.
World news from the BBC. South African police say it's now known that three people were killed during an outbreak of violence on Wednesday targeting foreign-owned businesses in Soweto. Dozens of people have been arrested, two of them on charges of murder. A police statement described the disturbances as tantamount to anarchy. It's thought the violence began when a Somali shopkeeper shot dead a teenager who allegedly tried to rob his store. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Senegal at the start of a tour of three West African countries. The visit is being seen as an opportunity to boost economic ties while highlighting concerns about illegal migration to Europe. At a joint news conference, Mrs. Merkel called for closer links between the two countries.
Germany works in the field of renewable energy and energy efficiency, and we can move things forward in terms of water supply with the help of private investors. We also have a large number of education and training programs. In the future, Germany wants to be a good partner.
The Senegalese president Macky Sall called for more opportunities for young Africans within Africa itself. He said it was not the vocation of African youth to die in the Mediterranean. Residents of a town in central Mexico have burned to death two men suspected of kidnapping children. About 150 people converged on the police station in Acatlan where the men were being held. They were dragged into the street and killed. The police have promised to investigate the lynching. A court in London has ruled that a Canadian man accused of a rare bank robbery in Singapore can be extradited there. David Roach was detained in January as he was heading home to Canada after completing a 14-month jail term in Thailand. He was arrested in Bangkok on money laundering charges when he failed to declare a large amount of money arriving from Singapore. BBC News.